Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Foam.
I would like to introduce all of you to Miss Han, your new English teacher. Please give her a warm greeting.
Nice to meet you, Miss Han.
Hello, everyone. I'm Han. I'm so happy to work with you this semester, and I hope we have a lot of fun learning English. Now, I would like to get to know more about you. Let's start with the monitor.
That's me, Miss Han. My name is Huang. I love playing football, and I want to become a famous football player like my idol, Messi. Besides football, I'm also interested in traveling. I've been to many parts of Vietnam with my family, but I still want to travel more.
Thank you. That's really impressive, Huang. Who's next?
My name is Hang. I'm the class's choir leader, though I'm not good at singing. I love going to school as I can spend time with my friends. At home, I like playing with my 2-year-old sister and watching cartoons on TV. You're such a friendly girl, Hang. Thank you. Okay, how about you?
Good morning, Dr. Kim's clinic. How can I help you?
Good morning. I'm Katie Ching. I went to your clinic last week to check my back problem. Could you put me through to the doctor, please?
I'm afraid Mr. Kim is out at the moment. Would you like to leave a message?
Oh no. Can you tell me when he will be back?
I'm not sure. He's having an important meeting in Ho Chi Minh City, and he's going to return to Hanoi on Thursday.
Could I make an appointment to see him?
You're more than welcome to. I think he will be available on Friday.
Friday is okay. Can I see him in the afternoon?
Sure, what time is convenient for you?
Is 4 p.m. okay?
I think that's too late. He's only at the clinic from 2:30 p.m. to 4 p.m. on Friday. How about 3 p.m.?
3 p.m. Let me see. That's all right.
Can I have your name again, please?
My name is Katie Ching.
Can you spell your name, please?
It's K-A-T-Y-T-R-I-N-H.
And your phone number, please?
It is 0995-119-191. My address is number 3 Bachu Street, Huan Kiem District.
Thank you, Miss Ching.
Thank you so much. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Hello, Hua. It's Lena. How are you?
What a surprise! We haven't spoken in ages. I'm fine. What about you?
I'm good. I'm phoning to see if I can visit you tomorrow.
Sure. What time will you arrive?
About 9 a.m. Is that convenient for you?
Okay, that sounds good. See you then.
See you. Hello, Hua.
Lena! Come on in. Let me introduce you to my family. I'd like you to meet my dad, Long. He is 45 years old, and he is an English teacher. Dad, this is Lena.
Nice to meet you, Lena.
Pleased to meet you, Mr. Long.
And this is my mom. Her name's Lan Ang, and she's an accountant.
How do you do?
How do you do?
I have an older brother, but he isn't home now. He studies at Foreign Trade University. Anyway, you can take a look at our family photo. My brother is the tall and thin boy standing beside me.
He looks nice, doesn't he?
Yeah. Make yourself at home.
Hi, my name is Ming. I'm a second year overseas student at a university in San Francisco. In my first month of school, I couldn't enjoy my student life because I faced a language barrier and homesickness. Although my English was at the top of my class in Vietnam, I struggled to understand what people say at university. I couldn't take notes during the lessons because I couldn't keep pace with my lecturers. Also, this was the first time I'd lived far away from my family, so I really missed them. My problems were solved when I joined the university's youth club. Most members of that club are international students from different countries, and some are American. I had a chance to practice English with native speakers and take part in social activities. I also received advice from my teachers and my classmates. So, just 2 months later, everything was so great because I gained my confidence back in the classroom. When I got familiar with student life, I started to travel to beautiful spots in America, meet new people, and enjoy local food. The trips opened my eyes in many ways, especially to the culture and the language used in daily life, which is not taught at university. Thanks to all of my experiences at school and outside of school, my English is now greatly improved, and so is my understanding about the country.
Hello, newcomers! Welcome to English Speaking Club, a friendly community to practice speaking English. Today, our meeting will start with some valued members sharing their experiences of speaking English before and after they joined our club. Please welcome our first speaker, Mai.
Hi everyone. Before joining the club, I couldn't speak English because I seldom practiced it. In speaking lessons, I just chatted with my friends in Vietnamese. Since I plan to study abroad next year, I read some internet forums and found that poor spoken English can make studying in a foreign country a terrible nightmare. Then I joined this club to improve my spoken English. Now I can speak out what I think.
Thank you, Mai. The next speaker is Ba.
Well, I didn't take spoken English seriously until my cousin came to visit me. She is just a 6-year-old girl, but speaks English very well. I felt bad because I couldn't communicate with her in English. Then I read an advertisement about this club on the school bulletin board and immediately felt interested. Here, I can practice my spoken English twice a week on Wednesday and Friday afternoons. My spoken English has really improved.
So far, we've listened to the two members sharing their useful experiences. Trust me, your English can be as good as theirs when you join our English speaking community. Now, we will have a 5-minute break before I continue with strategies to practice spoken English.
Good morning. I'm Jennifer, a journalist from Lifestyle Magazine. I'm here today to interview some youngsters about what activities they often do in their summer vacations. Hello.
Hello.
I'm Jennifer from Lifestyle Magazine. Do you mind if I ask you a few questions?
Not at all. I'm just waiting for my friend because he's being delayed by traffic.
Thanks. Could you tell me about yourself?
My name is Jimmy. I'm 20, and I'm a university student.
Okay. Jimmy, what activities do you usually do during your summer vacation?
Well, summer is a great time for me and my family. My parents own a restaurant, and I work there as a waiter in the evenings during the week. Also, going on picnics is always part of my summer vacation. My parents have an old house in the countryside, so we go there every weekend in the summer. It's a great way to relax and learn more about life in the country.
It sounds like you have a lot to do during your summer vacation, helping your parents in the restaurant and going on picnics. How about taking part in clubs or social activities?
I definitely enjoy that. I have been in my university's youth club for 2 years. This summer, I'm going to take part in an international camp held by the club. This is a great opportunity to make foreign friends and discover their cultures.
I assume that swimming is a youngster's favorite activity during summer vacation. Do you like swimming too?
Sure. I go swimming every day in the pool near my house.
Thank you so much for the talk.
You're welcome. Emily lives on a farm in Australia. She is 12 years old. She lives with her parents and her two brothers. In the morning, she helps her mom feed the chickens and collect the eggs. Her parents pick vegetables in the garden. She lives next to Adam, a funny neighbor who is of her age. He often helps Emily or her parents on their farm. Sometimes, Emily's parents invite him to come over for dinner. Emily and her friends don't go to school because the farm is a long way from the town. They learn from home and talk to their teachers on the internet. They email their schoolwork to their teachers every week. Learning online was a bit difficult at first, but then it became easy and convenient, as it doesn't take Emily any time to go to school. They can spend this time on helping their parents with farm work instead. Some of Emily's friends live very far from her. They meet every year and have a sports day together.
Hey, Mark.
Hi, Bing.
I heard that you had a successful presentation on the life of a farmer. Would you mind telling me about how you prepared?
Well, it took me 4 days to prepare for it. First, I came up with ideas and made an outline of what information to give in the presentation. Then I made a field trip to the countryside to get necessary information and take photos of farmers. When I returned home, I wrote a report on my field trip and made slides for my presentation. Then I reviewed the slides to make sure everything in my report had been included in the presentation.
Wow. You must have put a lot of effort into getting the information.
Yes, but the trip taught me a lot about life in the countryside.
What's that?
It was a memorable experience. I spent 2 days helping those farmers with their work. I got to know that their life is not easy because they have to work all day in the fields and have to be willing to cope with natural disasters that may destroy their crops. What impresses me is, though they have a hard life, they are always hardworking, optimistic, and friendly.
That was such a meaningful trip. It's my turn to give a presentation next week. I think I will spend some time going on a trip to do research as you did.
Yeah. By the way, what is your topic?
Good evening, everyone.
This is the Survival Skill Talk Show. Today, I'd like to invite Mrs. Smith to share her story of saving her child's life. Please welcome Mrs. Smith.
Good evening, everyone.
Can you share with us what happened to your son?
Yes. Last month, when I was preparing lunch, my 4-year-old son Jackson stood next to me with a mouthful of sweets.
What did you say to him?
I laughed. Don't be silly, sweetie. But it was a terrible mistake.
Why? What happened next?
Jackson started to laugh too. Unluckily, when he did so, one of the sweets went into his throat and got stuck there. He tried to cough, but it didn't work.
What did you do?
I hit him on the back, but the sweet remained stuck. Jackson's face was starting to turn blue.
Was there anyone home?
Sadly, no, I didn't know what to do. But I tried to calm myself down. I looked into his mouth and saw the sweet. So I tried to pick the sweet out from his throat.
I don't think that's the right thing to do in such a case. It's too dangerous.
Yes. But it was all in my mind at that time. Luckily, when I could move the sweet a bit, Jackson coughed and the sweet came out of his throat.
I must say your actions were very risky. Your son could have died if the sweet had been pushed further down. To most people, taking a first aid course is thought of as a necessity. However, only when an emergency occurs with yourself or your own family will you know that it is a must. I'm Peter Brown from the Survival Skill Talk Show.
Hello, I'm Cindy.
And I'm Bob. Welcome back to our series on recycling plastic.
This week, we are talking about recycling plastic bottles to create solar bottle bulbs in the Philippines.
Well, this idea may sound unimportant to the rich or people living in good conditions, but for the poor, it turns out to be a brilliant invention.
This is the story about the invention. In 2013, Typhoon Haiyan made millions of people in the Philippines homeless. They are now living in slums with very bad living conditions. Their makeshift houses are completely dark because they don't have windows. However, the price of electricity is so high in the Philippines that many people in slums can't afford to turn on an electric light bulb.
In this desperate situation, some of them came up with a new kind of light source that is cheap and easy to make. The new kind of light is made of used plastic bottles that are available in landfills near their slums, and with a few simple steps, they can light up their house without using electricity. What it uses is light from the sun. And guess what? There's plenty of sunlight in the Philippines.
This idea of recycling plastic bottles is so impressive. We hope more and more slums will be lit up by those solar light bulbs. Thank you for watching today's episode. It's time to go now, but we'll see you next time. Welcome everyone to Tuanzhou Resort. In your hands is the map of the resort. You are at the main entrance. A little way from the main entrance, on the right of Tuanzhou Street, the first building you'll see is the car park. For buying souvenirs, there is a gift shop named Rose Gift Shop, just opposite the cafe. In case you want to get information about the resort, go to the information office, which is opposite the lake. As you go down Suan La Street, a tennis court is located in the southeast area of the site, next to Cathay Restaurant. When you go to the end of Suan La Street, on the corner of Suan La Street and Hua Sen Street is the picnic area. When you keep going straight on Hua Sen Street, you will see on your left a swimming pool next to the river. On the right of Hua Sen Street, just opposite to the swimming pool, is May Shop, where you can buy clothes. After a long walk, if you want to sit and relax, there is a fruit juice shop at the end of Hua Sen Street. Okay, that's it. Have a nice walk. I will meet you back at 11:30 a.m. for lunch.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to ANZ Travel. I'm Luke, your guide for your trip around New York next week. Now, I want to inform you of the main activities for the 2 days. On the 4th of August, the first day of our trip, everyone should arrive at the airport before 7 a.m. to get prepared for the 9 a.m. flight. It will take us 6 hours to get to New York, and then we will take a bus from the airport to the hotel. On the second day, we will leave the hotel at 8 a.m. for a ferry trip to Liberty Island, where we can see the Statue of Liberty. Next, we will go to Times Square and have lunch for an hour. Later, in the afternoon, you can choose to visit the Empire State Building or Brooklyn Bridge. For every famous place we visit, I will give you some general background information, like history, construction, or the cultural meaning of that particular place. At 6 p.m.,
we'll meet back at the hotel and then have dinner at a very nice American restaurant nearby. Then, we will experience the vibrant nightlife of New York. That's all about our two-day trip. Do you have any questions? Bella Entertainment Booking Office, how can I help you?
Yes, could you tell me what's on next weekend?
Let me see. Next weekend, on January 12th, one of the most exciting festivals is the Tuna Food Festival.
I love food. Could you give me more details of activities included, please?
You'll be able to sample some local specialties and watch a lot of performances with face paint and choreography, as well as an outdoor concert.
Wow, that's quite a choice. Is the food free?
No, there's a $10 entry ticket to the food section. Then some stalls may give you free samples, while others offer a 50% discount. And the concerts are free of charge in case you book a seat, because the number of complimentary tickets is limited to 200.
Great! What kind of music will be at the concert?
There will be mostly jazz shows on Saturday. On Sunday, there will be an outdoor rock concert.
Okay, please book me a seat for the outdoor concert and a ticket to the food section.
Okay, first of all, what's your name?
Catherine Mayfair.
Can you spell your last name?
M-A-Y-F-A-I-R.
What's your address?
Number 45 Riverbank Street.
How will you pay?
By credit card.
Okay, and what's your phone number?
215-895-6138.
The tickets will be shipped to your address after your payment. Thank you for using Bella Entertainment Booking Office. Hi, Sophie. How are you today?
Hi, Luke. Pretty good, thanks.
I've just returned from my trip to Rome with my family. This is for you.
Wow, a bottle of olive oil. I really love it. Thank you. How was your trip?
It was an awesome 3-day trip, though I wish we could have stayed there for a week or more. We enjoyed great hotel services, tasted delicious Italian dishes, and visited beautiful landmarks around the city.
Why did you choose Rome but not other cities in the world?
Well, do you remember the lecture on the wonders of the world by Mr. Stephen last month?
Of course I do.
Yeah, among the 7 wonders presented by him, I liked the Colosseum in Rome most. When my parents let me choose a destination for this summer trip, I suggested visiting Rome.
There are many other beautiful places in Rome, aren't there?
Yeah, I also visited Vatican City, Trevi Fountain, and Piazza del Popolo Square, and got to learn lots of interesting things about those places.
Great! I'm also planning for a trip to Paris. I hope that I will have a wonderful experience like you had in Rome. These days, computers are popularly used in libraries to support students in finding books. The process is simple. First, you have to log into your library account. Next, click on Search Book to start searching your book. Here, there are normally 4 items: title search, author search, subject search, and keyword search, to help you find your book as easily as possible. Choose one of the 4 items and fill in the box with the necessary information of the book. For example, if you know the book's title, search for it. Fill in the title search box with at least the first few words of the title. During your search, please notice whether the book is still available for you to borrow. If it is available, make notes about important information that helps you find the book. Then go to find your chosen book. If it is checked out, There are two options. First, you may end the process. Second, in case you want to find another book, go back to the search book section to start the process again.
Another invention recently introduced has made taking selfies even more convenient. Even though the secondary camera is such a revolution, one can only extend an arm so far when holding a cell phone. So there can only be one or two people in a selfie photo. Japanese inventors, again, have made taking selfies even easier through the use of the extendable arm for selfies. Now, a selfie doesn't just fit one or two people in the picture, but whole groups, such as families, classes, or close friends. The design of the extendable arm for selfies is very simple. Its main design includes a stick with a phone or camera holder at the end, so it's quite convenient for travelers to bring it along to use any time. To use the extendable arm for selfies, first, you simply attach your digital camera or cell phone at the end of the arm. Then, you extend the arm until it fits your group. Finally, just capture the fun moment anytime you want.